Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Heard what you said. Yeah, we're broadcasting.
Yeah.
I heard what you said.
Again, yesterday, you want to check out the podcast for this. Craig uttered the words, the Chihuahua went to get help.
That's like... It sounds like a spy novel. You walk past somebody like, what's the frequency, Kenneth? You know, the Chihuahua went to get help. Good, we're saved.
Yeah, but it sucks if you're the guy on the spy team whose code name is Chihuahua.
Ian Bagg, we're talking to Ian Bagg tomorrow. We're also talking to our comedian friend and Sean Ganan on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And our comedian friend Nick Allen is here every day. And he's got a gig coming up this weekend. We'll let him plug that when he gets in. Our Husker fan, he's the designated Husker fan on the show because he's born and raised here. Realistic Husker fan.
Yeah, it's good to be realistic. No matter who your team is.
They're not playing anyway.
We have a death to report. And this one goes deep in your knowledge.
All right.
Raymond G. Allen Sr. You may remember him as the alcoholic Woody on Sanford and Son.
Oh, God, yeah. My God. That's going back.
Aunt Esther, or Aunt Esther's husband.
Yeah, how old was he?
Let's see here. I don't know. I think he was in his 80s.
Okay. I got 91.
Okay. Yeah, I've got 91 as well.
Anybody had him?
No one had him.
All right.
He was a working character actor, had been for years, also played Ned the Wino on Good Times.
Ned the Wino, what a great thing.
Yeah, well, he was the drunk in Sanford and
Son. I know, let's find an old black man who plays a good drunk. Yeah. That dude there.
He also had roles in Starsky and Hutch, played the mechanic Merle the Earl.
He was a star. I know this guy. I know this guy.
Yeah,
sure.
You do.
Yeah.
Guest appearances, including The Jeffersons, What's Happening, and The Love Boat, of course.
Of course. Who had him? Anybody?
No.
Ah.
Yeah, but you would recognize him immediately.
How tall is he?
Don't know.
Damn it.
He died in vain.
Yes, he did. We can't even play any of his games.
We will.
Who's deader?
No, but we will play.
Okay.
We'll find a way. I have an idea.
Looking forward to it.
I have an idea. The... annual list, according to Forbes magazine, of the highest paid actors of 2020. And this is kind of an easy one for number one. It's Dwayne Johnson.
Dude's worth
he's money.
And what do you say he makes when he does something on Instagram? If he plugs a business, it's like $1 zillion.
Oh, yeah.
One post.
Yeah.
Oh, it's little cameo things they make?
Whatever. No, just
no, he's, no, he's, just he's, saying,
oh, say
hey, I like this kind of shirt.
I use Bounty.
Right.
Yeah. Bounty. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a skosh over $1 million.
Right.
For like one mention?
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
Four.
Probably more than that.
Isn't that weird? I know this broadcast.
Very influential followers.
But, you know, with Instagram anymore, when he hits that, he reaches millions of people.
Yeah.
And in our business, that's illegal. He really
well,
is.
He has to. I mean, in our business, he would have to say that he's a paid spokesperson.
But even then, even if I'm not paid and somebody gave me something and I mentioned him on the air, that's illegal.
Yes,
it's called plug-ola.
Well.
I mean,
yeah.
we don't, you know. Yeah, I get asked that all the time. Can you say something about that? Nope.
Just that's can't.
Plug-ola, but thanks a lot. Yeah. I'll tell people in person.
$986,000 per post.
Just under
I would
a
like
million.
Everything. I would say tater tots are the best food ever.
Yeah.
Give me my $1 million.
Then the tater tot truck shows up outside your house.
I think they have to ask you first.
I know, but
with
I would.
Offer.
I know, but he gets offered, I'm sure. I'd even say it for less. You ship me $100,000, I'll say I like your food. Sure.
Yeah, but they don't want us.
No, but if I was Rock. If I was Rock, I was Rock.
Tried the social media angle with the ball trimmer folks.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Say, hey, we got 50,000 followers on Facebook.
And we wanted ball trimmers.
We just wanted free ball trimmers.
I keep seeing that.
We're going to go with a chick who is hot, but she only has 65 followers.
Yeah.
I moved yesterday, and the week before I was getting all my bathroom crap together. I have like 4 or 5 different sets of trimmers, of beard trimmers, beards, hair on your face, puss.
What?
And some of them double as ball trimmers, but you're right. And they all kind of suck at this point. I want a real ball trimmer. I'll pay for it.
You can buy those things at the store.
I know.
They're in the store.
I'm not going to plug them here.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But they're at the store.
I tell you what, you see the ads on TV and they say, hey, you're not going to get hurt with this thing.
No,
you still
just
get put
hurt.
It anywhere.
You get hurt. No,
yeah,
that's
right.
I don't believe it.
No,
I don't care if I don't care if it's true.
No, I use the guard even on my balls. You know
I
that,
just
puss.
Don't trust it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You get a
plus,
bunch of cuts
really
on
not,
your ass crack.
Yeah, plus it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't care, and I'm the only one that's looking at it.
That's a good point.
What's the difference
impress
between
yourself.
A beard trimmer and one of those Manscaped?
Nothing.
Same thing, aren't they?
It is the same
thing. I would assume so.
Yeah, they're just clippers.
Yep.
Well, they say the ones for your...
The Manscaped might be a little smaller.
The one for your junk is supposed to not nick you.
Yeah, they're supposed
they
to have some
that.
Sort of
they
guards on there.
They say that.
Right.
I've been nicked on the nuts with the beard trimmer.
It's not fun.
Right. Not fun to get nicked on the nuts. How about it, Nick?
Let's do it again.
Oh, you don't take the razor? To the sack?
Oh, no.
No.
See, even no.
I do that.
Yeah, you get that all soaped up in the shower.
Not breaking a razor out.
It moves too much.
I don't want to be
I'm
a baby
I'm not taking
bird.
A blade to something that moves that
I don't want
much.
To be a baby bird
yeah.
smooth.
Otherwise, it's not going to get, you want it smooth.
No,
you don't.
No.
That's
trimmed,
queer.
Not smooth.
I do that. It's the most optimistic thing I do.
I'm with you.
I'll give you that, but I think it's queer.
I've never
you're like a baby
myself
bird.
With a razor.
Baby bird down there.
Oh,
I mean, unless you're doing
nuts
porn.
Are ugly enough, let alone completely bald.
Or bloody.
Yeah. Yeah, bloody nuts are not cool. Ask the ladies.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So in the top 10, highest paid
ladies,
actors.
What we do for you. What we do for you, all that manscaping.
Yeah, that's
took a little diversion there.
Back in the old days for years. Guys pulled their pants down, big brush fire down there. Nobody cared. Nothing.
Well, okay, no. But so did women.
I know. We didn't care.
We were grateful.
Yes.
They matched.
We got the machete out. We chopped through the forest.
Just made it through.
Yes, we did.
But for years.
Who
for
needs
years.
A machete?
We went for years without doing any
part
trimming.
Part to see.
As a young guy, I don't recall doing any trimming.
Nobody did.
Girls didn't either.
It's past 20 years or so, or maybe 25.
I think that's one of those.
But there are guys who have grown up now that have no idea what it's like to have a hairy nuts or to see a hairy vagina.
Yeah.
And by the way, when they do see a hairy vagina, they're going to freak out because it's going to come back.
Right.
Maybe not the full wolf, but some of it's
still,
a lot of it's coming back. At least in porn. I see it a lot in porn now.
Stringy pubes.
Yep.
All
right, enjoy your breakfast, by the way. Enjoy your breakfast. Well, you're answering the phone out there, Push. What's all about that?
Nothing
good. Nutscaping? Nothing good. All right, well, how we get into this? What are we talking about?
I have no idea, but we were talking about Dwayne Johnson.
Oh. Yeah.
Ball trimmers.
Social media influencers.
I bet you he's shaved.
So he's number one, brought in $87.5 million last year. He got a check from Netflix for an upcoming film, and he's got an Under Armour line as well. So he's number one. Now we'll go to
number
10.
That's why he can blow $15 million in the XFL. 3 years down the road, we start to sing, I got the name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now at number 10. We'll start at number 10 now. And this name always pops up in these lists, and every time I'm surprised because I forget about him. Jackie Chan.
Yeah, we do. Well, he's a foreign. He makes money everywhere. You
know. He made 5 movies last year.
All overseas, probably, right?
Yeah, and he gets millions from endorsements and licensing deals.
Proud to say I've never seen a Jackie Chan movie.
Rush Hour.
Didn't watch it.
The Rush Hour movies. I've seen some of those.
Didn't watch it.
Adam Sandler at 9.
Netflix.
Yeah, he's making a fortune on Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. What's that one you said is pretty good? The one he's... I think his company produced the David Spade one.
Oh, it's the wrong Molly or something?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah,
I want to check it out.
It was raunchy.
I got time.
I was not expecting it to be very funny.
Right.
I don't know why I turned it on, but it was good.
Will Smith at number 8 brought in $44.5 million last year.
Yeah.
What was he in last year? I'm trying to think.
Well, he got money for the upcoming King Richard.
Ah.
About the Williams sisters. Who are playing today,
that's right, by the way.
Yeah, he plays Serena and Venus's dad.
Right.
Where are they playing?
In the first tournament that they are both playing in.
What country?
One of them.
You know what?
I don't think
I love that answer, Craig, because I don't care what the real answer is.
Understood.
So I can go the rest of my life, and that could be just the answer.
United States.
Lexington,
Kentucky.
Okay, the U.S. Open's not until Labor Day weekend, that weekend, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so Serena won her first round match on Tuesday. Today she's got to play her sister.
Now, since Venus,
but not the point.
I mean, I don't know. Dr. Mina can check in on this because didn't we figure out that the surfaces aren't as contagious? Didn't they figure that out as opposed to these droplets in your face?
I understand.
Are they still using their own balls
that
in tennis?
May be the latest thinking.
Remember that was the bit about the balls in tennis,
right?
Back in the spring when we were playing tennis, when people were playing tennis, you mark your own ball, you serve with your own ball, and don't touch other guy's ball.
Fine. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. We had that woman on that said that.
And I don't know. We're not doctors, so I'll leave it up to science. But it seems to me that even though we all do clean everything still, that the surface thing is not as important as the spitting.
I don't know.
Now, Dr. Mead's
going to check. But we can't discount that.
I don't want to discount it because you can be touching somebody's spit. Right.
Yeah, or anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean... Just because maybe it doesn't last as long as we thought it did on the surface. I don't know.
I still, you know.
But it can be there for sure.
I still use the paper towel at the gas station. I put gas in my car. I still do all that.
Yeah.
Why wait for science, though? Can't you just go by your gut?
Yeah. And play some football.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you think, Dr. Lou?
That's what I said. You got to wig the gate.
Well, I don't got the right man.
Those educated guys shouldn't run things.
Talk about spittle.
What he said earlier.
Talk about spittle in the air.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
His mask has to be just drenched.
He might have been patient zero, Lou Holtz.
Yeah, he needs to wear a couple of masks.
You know he ain't.
Yeah, I've read that too. That they're less concerned about surfaces now and more concerned about droplets.
And we were lucky.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean not concerned about surfaces.
Right. Yeah, right. I still scrub everything down here. Nobody even works here anymore. There's one guy that is on the air in the afternoon here, our buddy Bickham.
And he's as safe as anyone.
And he leaves at 7 o'clock at night, and nobody touches his stuff until the next morning, and I still wipe it down.
He's got a kid at home.
He's totally safe. Yeah.
At number 7 on the list of the highest-paid actors is Lin-Manuel Miranda, brought in $45.5 million.
Hamilton's changed my life.
Absolutely.
I actually did sit through it.
I can't do it. I understand. It's not my scene, so I understand why I don't like it, but I know people do.
It's super cheesy.
It's too cheesy. I can't. My daughter loves it, and I've seen it, a couple scenes. I said, oh, I cannot do this for 2 hours. I can't do it for barely one song.
If you're a dude that watched that like on his own, without the influence of some female around you.
You're just trying to be cool.
Yeah, no, it was. I was outvoted, and it was turned on, and I'm okay. Yep. It was fine. I just went, well, whatever.
Cheesy's the key word.
Your dad's probably seen it, Nick.
I don't know. He hasn't mentioned anything about it.
Really?
The whole thing just made me cringe.
Yeah.
The part of Saved by the Bell where they were trying to make a point.
Yeah.
The whole thing just feels like that.
Yeah.
Entire time.
Like a special episode?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's... it's pretty gay. I don't know if it's gay enough for my dad.
Yeah.
I will say, had we not turned on the closed captioning...
You wouldn't understand what they're saying.
I would not have caught three quarters of that.
No.
I was reading the whole time.
Yeah. Now, my daughter's been listening to the soundtrack for a year or so.
Historical. Right?
And then when it came, finally, you'd watch it on Netflix or whatever, she watched it. She goes, you got to watch it with us. And my wife and I said, well, how long is it? She goes, 2 or 2 hours. I said, no, that's not going to happen. But you know, you enjoy it, honey.
No.
You want to watch Hamilton?
No.
Number 6 on the list of the highest paid actors is a Bollywood star, the only Bollywood star on the list, Akshay Kumar.
Is it a dude or a chick?
He's the best.
Most of his money comes from endorsement deals. He's got a thing with Amazon Prime right now, but he sells everything from multivitamins to toilet cleaners, apparently.
All right.
And number 5 on the list.
Which would allow itself for the right money.
Right. Which bring in, and number 5 on the list, bringing in $54 million last year, Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin's still going. Oh, all the Fast and Furious franchise.
He's too fast.
He's an executive producer in all those, too. He's probably making a fortune.
Okay, so he's just collecting royalties.
Raking it in.
Right, and he was going to get a massive back-end payday after this year's 9th film was released, but that got pushed back to April of next year. So next year, he's probably going to have even more money than the $54 million.
That's what we always promise, Puss, a back-end payday.
Well, you give him that.
That's a payday?
Yeah, you give him something in the
back end. No money, but there's a back end.
Oh. I know what they mean, and I'm fine with it.
Ben Affleck is at number 4.
He still produces.
He starred in The Way Back and Netflix's The Last Thing He Wanted.
I didn't see that.
No, I'm not familiar.
The Way Back was he was the alcoholic basketball coach. Some good reviews. Yeah. Looks like a feel-good movie.
Was he Batman recently?
He was the most recent Batman, but he's out now.
Mark Wahlberg at number 3 with $58 million.
He's in everything.
Netflix.
Yeah.
A couple of Netflix is throwing cash.
Action comedy Spencer Confidential.
Yeah.
And there's cardboard cutouts of him in the grocery store.
Yes, there is.
Selling his line of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the docuseries McMillions in Wall Street. At number 2, we've already mentioned number 1, Dwayne Johnson. At number 2, it's Ryan Reynolds. He brought in $71.5 million.
Man.
Made more than $20 million apiece on
Deadpool
Six
stuff?
Underground and Red Notice.
Six Underground is one you'd like.
That's a Netflix?
That's a Netflix movie.
I started watching that, right.
Yeah.
He's in charge of a group of guys.
Yeah.
People, like a group.
Series or a movie?
No, it's just a movie. Just a movie. But it's like, I think Michael Bay even did it. It's a big shoot 'em up, blow 'em up action movie.
Trying to save my movie intake for the when the weather changes. Cause
you mean when you're going to have to stay inside and not go anywhere?
Exactly. Good point. Good point. That's a good point. I'm doing that now.
Yeah. He said 6 months into the pandemic.
Yeah. Because the pandemic, because we have no leaders and we're all still inside because our government sucks.
Yeah, but there is.
But Japanese ain't a black girl.
The president of the Big Ten and the president of the Big 12. They're talking sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
I mean, the Pac-12.
They're not in charge in Washington, D.C.
They should be.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah, they should be.
Because they've actually shown a little bit of leadership.
Yeah.
But we want to play.
You know who is silent in all of this? Is the governing body, the NCAA.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have any control over these conferences.
No, actually, they don't. And Craig's right about that. I heard a bunch of couple guys bitching about that yesterday on the radio. I'm thinking they have no power over these.
Yeah, there is no governing body.
No.
But they could make a suggestion.
But the conferences could do what they want.
Sure. Yeah, and if they made a suggestion, they would just show once again how completely ineffective they are.
Right.
Then they need to go away.
Well, we agree with that.
What are they necessary for?
Everything else.
No.
Well, the lower levels.
Yeah, the lower levels and all the other sports other than the big ones.
They have playoffs at other levels, you know.
Yeah, but didn't they make a sweeping announcement that there's not going to be any D2 ball this year?
Nope.
That was the NCAA's call, was it not?
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, no, actually, conferences, the Summit League canceled their fall sports, and there's, I don't think there's football.
Oh, my God.
Who died?
Sumner Redstone.
Oh, how many people had him?
Hundreds.
Because he was in his hundreds, wasn't he?
He was in his 97s.
In 97s? That's a lot of years.
Oh.
Hundreds having the Deadpool, huh?
Hundreds, I'm pretty sure.
I thought that was going to be a big one.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's been a while.
But, I mean, now then, that time when Puss came in, he was in such a hurry, more so than usual. I was absolutely certain that one was a Deadpool hit by the way he was bustling in here.
Yeah. Now,
I use the word bustle.
Now, you don't have him, right?
I don't think, not on my top list.
Somebody probably tied you with this one, I bet.
I think that it is easily possible.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the three.
There's a bunch of six hits guys behind you.
He wasn't among the three that you're hoping to die.
I don't want anyone to die.
That you want to live forever.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But if they have to, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Let's see here. Ah, not hundreds had him.
A lot of guys are 97 or 98. That's why.
It's just over 80 some odd, I think, had Sumner Redstone.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we got to get Len Dog on that
manageable.
To fix it.
Len Dog, put your pants on. Get to work.
Well, you don't have to put your pants on to do this.
There goes his morning.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure he's retired off that Bitcoin investment. He is raking it in.
No,
now.
He lost. He lost his login information.
That's right.
He has no idea. I mean, if he's got it, it's lost. He doesn't know how to. He lost his login information.
So I realize it's only probably about $10. But say something weird would happen, it'd be worth like $700.
Gone.
Yeah.
Means nothing to him.
Right.
So the guy in charge of our website. Our internet stuff lost his login information for Bitcoin.
I think that was it, yeah.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Look, he's flushed away.
He's our firewall.
He's flushed away $5 in worse ways.
Let's call LD Firewall. That's hilarious. Did you hear Michael Wilbon rip down the Husker football program, Nick?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to play it for the audience if you haven't heard it. Interesting. I think it was spot on, actually.
Yeah, he made a lot of sense.
He did. And you're a Husker fan, so you understand that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.